Fred Film Radio from Bolzano Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival, Bolzen. I'm with Farhanaz Sharifi, who's here to present My Stolen Planet in the Reale, Non Reale section. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone.
So, Farhanaz, first of all, how did this journey start for you with this film?
It has started around 6 years ago that I decided to make this film. And I mean, the first idea came 6 years ago.
For our listeners, how would you describe My Stolen Planet? Because I thought at first it was a way to escape reality, but at the same time, it talks about reality. So I don't know how to explain it. So.
This is a story actually about two kind of different reality happening in my country. One inside and one outside. And inside is my planet, outside is their planet. And in this film, I somehow sharing the story of 45 years living in these two kind different planets.
What was the initial idea? I mean, was it always your idea to make your memories and your life interact with, you know, some other people's stories and footage? Or
yes, I had for many years, I had this idea that I should do something with this dual life that we are experiencing in Iran. And then slowly it turned into the idea of this film. And then again, I decided to put some memories of other people, which they have also their planet. And the memories of people that I found them somehow in 8mm films. And it was kind of dialogue between past and present. And it was the way that I thought that I can share my story and shape this with this kind of material. My personal videos and this kind of archives that I found in the street, which I call them people's memory.
You started the journey of this film in festivals from Berlinale. You went to Thessaloniki, some other festivals. I was wondering, how was this journey? How was the reaction of the audience?
Actually, what is very amazing about this film is the reactions of audiences. We had a very, very wonderful premiere in Berlinale. We received 6 minutes standing ovation after film. Many emotional things happened after that. I received a lot of comments about how people could connect to the film and how somehow they now they have a better idea about what's happening in Iran. And Iranian people were very also emotional, and they found themselves somehow in the film, because this is a story about many Iranian, especially Iranian women. I think what is very wonderful about the film, that film fortunately is very successful to connect with the audience.
Yes, because as I always think, the more personal a story is and the more universal it becomes. So in a way, it is about women in Iran, but it is about women, it is about people, it is about how sometimes we take some rights for granted and then suddenly something happens and they're not there anymore. I don't know if you agree.
Yes, in my opinion, every kind of a story about a woman could be connected with the stories from women from other part of the world. I mean, I believe that they are connected together. They are complete each other. They are push each other to go further, to be more strong. And so, yes, this is first, it seems this is a story about Iranian women. And then you see that many kind of many other women from other countries can't find themselves in this fight against dictatorship. And yes, in general, this is about resistance, about, yes.
What do you think that cinema can do
If we talk about documentary film, I can say if we have more opportunity to screen these kind of films, to reach this film to more audiences in many different places, that would be great. I think if this happens, if we can share our stories with some people around the world, this is a way that we can make our awareness. And, you know, because many people just through media know about the other part of the world, that's many things happening in there. But documentary film can give them maybe an internal and intimate and direct point of view from what's happening there. And I mean, the cinema, this is cinema can do.
Thank you so much, Farhanas Sharifi, for talking about My Soul and Planet here at the 37th Bolzano Film Festival in the Reale Non Reale section. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.